Now here is Sir George Scholte to conduct his Chicago Symphony Orchestra in the Mendelssohn Italian Symphony No. 4 in A, Opus 90.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
the Mendelssohn Italian Symphony, the Symphony No. 4 in A Major, Opus 90, the opening work on this broadcast of a concert by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the orchestra's music director, Sir George Scholte, conducting. And again, the applause recalls Sir George Scholte to Center Stage, Orchestra Hall, Chicago. He asks co-concertmasters Victor Ate and Samuel Maggot to stand, and then, of course, all the rest of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Once more, here is Sir George Scholte, and again, the members of the orchestra stand with him. Two very popular works on this program, the Mendelssohn Italian Symphony and the Glazunov A Minor Violin Concerto. Alexander Glazunov, the Russian-born composer, he was born August 10th, 1865, in St. Petersburg. He died in Paris, March 21st of 1936, was not a member of the so-called Russian Five, but he was a pupil of Rimsky-Korsakov and was closely associated with Balakirev, both of whom were active in the development of 19th-century nationalist elements in music in Russia. We're going to hear on this Chicago Symphony Concert one of the most popular of Glazunov works, his A Minor Violin Concerto, Opus 82, our guest soloist to be Lydia Mortkovich. The A Minor Concerto was begun in 1904 and was completed early in 1905. Although the concerto is in one continuous piece, there are basically the three movements associated with the concerto. Yet, Glazunov followed the experimental practices of the turn of the century and brought a special unity to the work as a whole by returning to the principal theme at various points in the score. The first division of the concerto is marked moderato and contains the two themes appropriate to the sonata plan. The two themes are contrasting. The lyrical first theme is stated immediately by the solo violin, and the tranquil and somewhat slower-paced second theme soon appears, also stated by the solo instrument. The music moves directly into the andante section, the equivalent of the second movement, an expressive song for the violin in D-flat and in three-quarter time. The music then offers a return to the first theme and a tightly wrought development section which is climaxed by an elaborate cadenza for the violin. The third movement, Allegro, in A major, is a brilliant finale based on a rondo scheme in which the opening theme presented by the solo violin returns as a refrain to set off the contrasting sections. Our soloist on this occasion, Lydia Mortkovich, is making her United States debut. In recent seasons, Ms. Mortkovich has appeared with many orchestras, including the Scottish National, the BBC Northern, the Welsh Symphony Orchestras, in recital at Queen Elizabeth Hall, and with the Amsterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Here she is with Sir George Scholte in Orchestra Hall, Chicago, with the Chicago Symphony, the A Minor Violin Concerto, Opus 82, by Alexander Glazunov. Thank you. Our soloist on this occasion, Lidia Moritkovich, is making her United States debut. In recent seasons, Miss Moritkovich has appeared with many orchestras, including the Scottish National, the BBC Northern, the Welsh Symphony Orchestras, in recital at Queen Elizabeth Hall, and with the Amsterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. Here she is with Sir George Schulte in Orchestra Hall, Chicago, with the Chicago Symphony, the A Minor Violin Concerto, Opus 82, by Alexander Glazunov.
Thank you. Thank you.
the A minor violin concerto, opus 82 by Glazunov. The soloist, Lidia Mordkovich, with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Sir George Schulte conducting. In this concert, Miss Mordkovich making her United States debut. She was born in Saratov in the USSR and began studying the violin at the age of 7, first at a music school for talented children and later at the Stolyarsky School in Odessa. And here she is for a solo bow, Lidia Mordkovich. After she graduated from the Odessa Conservatory, she became a master pupil of David Oistrakh at the Moscow Tchaikovsky Conservatory for 2 years. She was a prize winner at the Long Thibaud competition in Paris and appeared extensively on Russian radio and television and in public concerts and recitals. She has given world premieres of works written especially for her. In 1974, she emigrated to Israel and began a highly successful solo career in that country, winning enthusiastic plaudits from the press, and of course the career has spread from there. Here she is back on stage with Sir George Schulte, the members of the Chicago Symphony standing with Lidia Mordkovich and Sir George Schulte, music director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. In the autumn of 1977, Miss Mordkovich made a 5-week tour of Central and South America, where she was received with great acclaim. She has an exclusive recording contract with RCA. And here she is once more, Lidia Mordkovich. Other recent engagements have included the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, the Bournemouth Symphony, the City of Birmingham Symphony, the BBC Northern Symphony Orchestra. We mentioned her RCA contract. RCA has released a solo album featuring the Bartok Sonata for Unaccompanied Violin with Lidia Mordkovich, our guest artist on this Chicago Symphony concert, as we said, in her United States debut in this performance. The final work on this Chicago Symphony Orchestra concert is to be the first performance by the Chicago Symphony of any music by Andrzej Panufnik, his Sinfonia Sacra, his third symphony. Here is Sir George Schulte to lead the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in the Sinfonia Sacra by Andrzej Panufnik. the Sinfonia Sacra, the Symphony No. 3 by Andrzej Panufnik, performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Sir George Schulte conducting. Sir George asked the four trumpeters to stand and then the entire Chicago Symphony, and he is asking the composer to come forward. Mr. Panufnik has come to Chicago for this performance. He has not arrived to the stage yet. Maestro Schulte is going over to the corner of the stage to greet Mr. Panufnik. There's warm applause from the members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, as well as from the Orchestra Hall audience, for Andrzej Panufnik. As we said, a very special connotation in this particular performance. Mr. Panufnik composed the work as a tribute to Poland's millennium of Christianity and statehood. And the first performance Sir George and the Chicago Symphony are playing of this music falls on the anniversary of Poland's becoming an independent state after World War I. Mr. Panufnik is on stage. The Chicago Symphony is standing with him, and this entire Orchestra Hall audience is standing in tribute to Andrzej Panufnik. And of course, with these programmatic conceptions at this particular time in history regarding Poland, there is perhaps an extra vigor in the applause and in the feeling of this Orchestra Hall audience for this performance that's very uplifting, as you can hear, work. Sinfonia Sacra by Andrzej Panufnik, the third of his 8 symphonies. Returning to center stage, Orchestra Hall Chicago, Andrzej Panufnik and Sir George Schulte. Sir George asks Mr. Panufnik to come forward. He insists that Maestro Schulte come forward. And Mr. Panufnik is applauding Sir George and the Chicago Symphony. And Mr. Panufnik insisted on staying behind and applauding as Sir George came to the front and asked the Chicago Symphony Orchestra to stand. And now Mr. Panufnik is center stage with Sir George. Andrzej Panufnik, Polish-born, September 24th, 1914, now living in Twickenham in England. As we said, too, this is the first time the Chicago Symphony Orchestra has performed music of Andrzej Panufnik. He has, as we said before, 8 symphonies to his credit, all of them with titles. And another work of his, which has had a great deal of currency, recorded by Leopold Stokowski, his Universal Prayer, set to text of Alexander Pope. Once again, Sir George Schulte and Andrzej Panufnik are center stage at Orchestra Hall. And again, the members of the Chicago Symphony stand with him. And again, Mr. Panufnik is applauding Sir George and the orchestra. The first part of the work, 3 hymns. The first, brass fanfares. The second, for strings alone, then a grand tutti. And then the second half of the symphony based on the Polish hymn, the Borgoditsa.